good to go?
Allegedly.
We'll have to find out when the jury rules on it.
Are we then having
Crash,
a jury?
If he would be so kind.
It is done.
Jury trial or judge?
Depends what you check on the form. Did you check off the box on your character sheet when you spent 4 XP for jury trial?
I did.
Or is it going to be a judge trial? I think that's one. That's one of the options under other.
Yeah.
Other is so versatile.
Always get jury trial instead of adjudication.
Depends on where you are and what it's for.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's not adjudication. It's
adjudication.
No, when a company says
arbitration.
Oh, arbitration.
Arbitration.
Yeah, because that's becoming the new meme of all the different companies saying, hey, we've updated our term of service, so you can do forced arbitration. Isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
And we pay the arbiter, so the arbiter doesn't want to rule against us because then we won't pay them the next time. We'll find some other arbiter. It's a problem.
Anyway. But it's only in the U.S. that they're making these changes because the EU would sue them into oblivion.
Uh-huh.
Or another one of the Elder Scrolls games.
I might start petitioning the Michigan State Legislature to start outlawing that.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Any why?
Any which? Anywhere?
Every time I open my mouth.
Sorry.
The quartet of not adventurers has finally left the Tower of the Unknown Wizard because they decided that it would be much more fun to go underground and hunch over for hours at a time as they explored an Oogog tunnel. Having stocked up on supplies and a good night's rest, they descended into the barrows once more, gave them a quick look around just to make sure no more gems were hiding in the shadows, and then set off down a tunnel that challenged even Adelina's ability to stand upright. After hours of crouch walking, which hurt everybody's joints, but made it so that horses would have a harder time hearing them approach, Adelina, Carisinda, Old Rob, and Devon finally emerged into a large chamber, only barely lit, where they found their old Oogog friend Ute telling an older Oogog all about them. The older Oogog, Darrow, showed them around for a bit, and then, when Devon inevitably had questions, showed them to the stone room, which was, predictably, a room containing a dizzying array of standing stones. On them were recorded, in tiny but familiar runes, the history of the Oogogs of this place, which only gave Devon more questions.
Namely,
it's been a week.
How to translate the language. Sorry.
It's been a week since the fires consumed Dunmarch. The name of the place is Groting. This is Plus Ultra. So this is Ellie, here with Beth, Crash, and Eo. Jen will not be joining us tonight, as far as I know. And yes, I did not say explode an Oogog tunnel. I said explore. But as I am sort of perennially stuffed up, that may be what came through in the recording.
Also, I sometimes just hear things.
I wouldn't explode the tunnel. I'm fairly sure I can't explode a tunnel.
Not with that.
I made a bridge.
Which would let me explode a tunnel, but
I am awarding Ellie inspiration.
I personally cannot.
Ellie has 1 XP.
The tunnel.
She may spend it however she wishes.
You are in the stone room. Darrow is standing respectfully off at the entrance to the stone room. Ute keeps wanting to ask questions and then getting shushed by Darrow. And what are Carisinda, Old Rob, and Devon up to?
Carisinda is finding a place to sit because, well, she's kind of... These old bones don't like all the hunched up and all the walking and not nearly enough sitting.
I need a librarian.
But you were a librarian.
I need a librarian that can read this language.
Oh, you need someone who's even more of a librarian. A librainier librarian.
A linguistics librarian.
It's like finding an adult to your adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do intend to do linguistics with them. I have a book full of words that can hopefully be translated, since we seem to speak similar languages, and it's simply the written form that's the problem.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
It really is.
An alphabet. Is it just a different alphabet, or is it a different language entirely? I mean, written. Do the words sound the same?
That's an excellent question, and I have an answer for it, but whoever chooses to may make me a roll to determine what the answer is.
I do not determine what the answer is.
I assume this is an intellect roll.
Yes.
And I increased my edge.
And you do still have you studied, which has two uses left.
I do. So that means I could use it twice.
Yes.
And one of those times would be free because I took an anti-edge in my... And therefore, the edge is higher than it could be. And then I rolled the same thing that old Rob did. But I rolled it. I rolled a better 8.
Yes, you had a lower DC. Beth rolled a 20. Karasinda and Devin, the answer is no. This is not the written language is not the same language as the language that you share with the Ugogs who have spoken to you. Or rather, it isn't just, I hesitate to use this word, it isn't just a cipher on the written language that you know.
Or just a different script.
Right. It is, like, these are, this, Beth, Karasinda, you especially can tell, although, Devin, you're getting inklings of this, that there are spaces between the words on these pillars, and they aren't, the spacing isn't right. And you don't quite know why, it's just that this doesn't look like if you saw the language, the written language that you know, but every letter was an X, you would still be able to kind of recognize it as this is written in your language. It's just, it's marked out. This is not written in your language.
Perhaps one of you nice young Ugogs could give me a little hand here and read some of these? Squint at all the little things. Eyesight's not always that great.
And it is quite dim in here.
Indeed. Need somebody with bigger eyes to look at this.
Wow. How big is the stone room?
It's about as big as your classroom. All of these are relatively thin pillars. Like they're wide, but they're not deep. And they are inscribed on both sides with it. The text is about half the height of your pinky finger. So they're like, it's an impressive amount of writing, and you could easily believe that it goes back several hundred years.
Devin will drift back over to where the Ugogs are and ask who maintains this room.
The name of that person has fled out of my head.
Oops.
Okay. In quick succession, Devin, Darrow says, "Oh, that'll be Etob. They live down on the second level, and Reki is their apprentice. They might actually be around here somewhere." Karasinda, one of the younger Ugog, says, "I can read," and is immediately shushed.
"Oh, can you read? No, come over. It's all right."
The young Ugog shoots a look up at Darrow, who rolls their eyes and shrugs, and then the young Ugog runs over to you. Old Rob, you wanted to talk to the Ugogs.
Oh, sorry.
You go first, yeah.
Would you like to learn how to double read?
Double read? Like,
more than one language.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than one?
Assume so, since we can't.
There's certainly more than one written one.
Exactly.
Well, they look back over at Darrow, who rolls their eyes and shrugs again. I guess. Is that a thing people want to do?
Oh, a thing you want to do?
I just like reading the stones.
Why don't we start with you? Can you read this bit right here. Something at a tap, something at an appropriate level.
I know this bit real well. And they start reading it off. It's a history of, like, it is literally like, and then the harvest was good that year.
Devin does not have enough blank pages.
Old Rob.
So
you wanted to talk to the Ugogs.
Yes. You said it was the younger one, Ute?
Ute.
Yes. Ute was
the one you met.
Yes.
The one you met in Dunmarch and then also in the Barrows.
Yes. You said that we were noticing that Ute looked like they wanted to ask questions, but was sort of getting shushed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
basically the dynamic here is Ute likes to talk. Darrow wants to let you do the investigating that you want to do.
Ute likes to talk. Old Rob knows nothing about wanting to talk.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is possible that Ute is a kindred spirit separated by many decades.
And species.
And elevation.
And quite a few miles.
And okay, so other than liking to talk, they have absolutely nothing in common. However, while Devin is doing the whole translating the entirety of the Ugog history thing, which is what I will assume is happening until proven otherwise, and even then I will have a headcanon. Old Rob is definitely noticing this, and so Old Rob comes over and says, you know, you're being very gracious and hospitable and helping by answering all these wonderful questions, but I can't help but think that maybe you have some questions too. What can we do for you?
Can you make a tree and then light it on fire?
I could. If by make a tree you mean plant one and let it grow for a really long time and then do a horrible thing to it. Yes, I could do that.
Oh.
I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Are there stories about people like us doing that?
No, you just said, what can we do for you? And I thought maybe that was a thing you could do.
Oh. No. I mean.
Tree a little?
It's not within my wheelhouse. And frankly, I don't see how useful that would be, considering it's better to keep the tree alive, as has already been gone over.
Well, we light tree roots on fire.
Yes, but you cut them off the tree first.
Why is that better?
Because if you don't kill the tree by burning the whole thing, you can get more roots later.
Oh, is that? Okay.
An old tree.
I should tell them not to put the carrots then. Pull the carrots then so that we can have more carrots later.
Well, carrots don't take nearly as long to grow as trees. And you could take parts of the carrot and replant them and get more carrots. Different plant.
I think that's potatoes.
You never planted the top part of a carrot before? Why, there was one time where I had a whole bushel of carrots. And I chopped them up.
Oh, no.
And I didn't want to eat that M part that had all the green stuff out. So I tossed them in the compost. And they all started growing. I had to make a new compost bin because the old compost bin became the carrot patch.
Devin, old Rob is monologuing. What are you up to?
All is well with the world.
Devin is trying to find common words and Rosetta Stone them, record how the Ugogs write it and how he would write it, and is quite happily showing this to, I've already forgotten the young Ugog's name, I'm afraid, but
I did not give the young Ugog's name.
We have more Ugogs around.
The youngest Ugog's name is Google.
Google got Ugog.
No.
No.
But I...
Babble.
Actually, I will say the young Ugog who is helping you is named Guga.
Guga.
So I'm teaching Guga how to translate.
Oh, no.
You're saying we have to translate?
Can I...
Yes.
You... And there is, I hesitate to do this, but there is something important about that. Not about Guga particularly, but especially Karasinda and Devon, there is something tugging at the back of your mind. Mm-hmm. Think about the names that you know, the Ugog names that you know.
There's Guga.
There's Guga.
There's, was it?
Ute, Abe.
Ute.
Ute, Abe, Darrow. The apprentice who might be around here somewhere is Reki. And then the one who maintains the stone room is Etab. E-E-T-A-B.
Okay. Etab, Reki, Ute. What was the other one?
Darrow.
So they're all two syllables. There's one more.
And Abe. Abe, Ute, Darrow, Guga, Reki, Etab.
So help me, if these all form into a delightfully long pun, I will be thrilled.
No, they don't. But there
they're
is
two syllables. They're all two syllables.
They are two. It's true. They're all two names. Syllables, although they don't have to be.
All right, but there was a comment that we all had long names.
Yes, you do. Karasindra, in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And actually, Rob and Devon's names are unusual as well. I'll just give it to you.
Yeah, I am failing my intellect role after a week of teaching.
I can definitely see through lines and how the names are constructed, but I'm not getting the importance beyond these all sound like they're from the same language.
There's a Beth, the way you've written them is Ute and Abe, U-T-E and A-B-E.
Yeah, well, I'm doing how.
I know. But that might actually help with Etab's name ends in a consonant.
Gender?
Which is unusual.
Mm-hmm. Which is unusual, which is why Rob and Devon are also considered unusual.
Actually, Rob's name ends in 13 silent E's. Depending on whether or not
he's written down.
Depending on whether or not he's telling a story about silent letters. At which point he becomes trained in the ability to hide letters at the end of his name.
Anyway.
Probably meet Etab sometime.
Possibly you should.
We find out that in Ugog culture, the letter B is actually a vowel. Actually, now I'm trying to think of...
I am not going to go off on that tangent right now because...
That would be a fun tangent to go off on, though. The temptation, that cliff is right there. And we could dive right off of it. Swan dive. Into that Great Lake.
I would
be
very happy if you did, but also it wouldn't be the game.
Oh, no.
This is the wrong GM to discourage us from doing that.
Yeah.
Devon might think that that is the game, but it is not.
Speaking of Devon, are you... Do you have the Rosetta book?
I believe I do.
Okay. I mean, that's perfectly fair. You put a whole bunch of books in your bag.
Yeah, that was a Rosetta book.
I am perfectly happy to.
I should put that on my sheet.
Yes.
I do not know exactly how to describe it, but it is now in my oddities section.
And Beth, there's a video that I want to show you later. Remind me, please.
I will try, but my memory is currently about like a goldfish's memory. If it doesn't have to do with food, it's...
Mm. It's about cilantro.
Murder! Yeah. It's about food!
Not about soap.
I award the GM another XP.
There was a book that you found in the tower that had what was obviously the same text in two different languages. Beth brought this up at the end of last session.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that this kobold language is one of them.
So if we pull it out, can we have our early reader?
And so I was going to ask, do you pull the book out and have Guga transition to translating the Rosetta Stone book?
Yes. And if there is If there is space within the Rosetta Stone book, I am probably going to have to annotate it, even though I kind of hate annotating it, but that's what it's for. It's a translation book.
There is absolutely space between the lines to write in.
And what's this word? And what's this word? And what does it mean altogether? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Guga is, like, the helpfulest.
Mm-hmm.
This is starting to maybe become a trend.
Heap great praise on Guga for their extremely awesome reading skills.
Oh, yes. not just Guga. Every Ugog that you have met has been very eager to help you.
Yes.
Oh, those poor things. I think Karasinda is going to probably realize after a bit that they are, as a species, horribly predisposed to being helpful.
It's my first thought as you describe this, Ellie, is that I want to say congratulations, Devin. You are a kindergarten teacher. And all you have to do is say you don't know something to get everyone to willingly and unabashedly help you.
Yeah, that tracks.
You are great and powerful. Use this for good. And maybe occasionally evil. You may have little a evil as a treat.
They're absolutely vulnerable to strong-willed people coming in and ordering them to do things, aren't they?
Or people coming in and asking them to help.
Uh-huh.
There's like one more leap.
Hmm?
There's one more leap. You can do it. Come on. You can do it.
Hey, it's yes, just a I jump to the left.
Fake Timmy or whatever he was.
No, that's not the leap I was going for.
I mean, they possibly were created this way, weren't they?
Possible, but...
A wizard did it.
Where do they live?
Underground.
Where does everybody else live?
Above ground.
So why do they live underground?
So that everybody else can't order them around.
It's because they figured it out.
Yep.
Which is why Darrow was trying to shut them up.
Uh-huh. We should not tell anyone about this little issue.
Possibly.
On the other hand, trade would be a lifeblood for everybody and be awesome for everybody, except for the little problem where they're just instinctively happy to help.
What do I need to roll for old Rob to pick up on this? Seeing through deception? Would that be applicable?
I have to open your character sheet. Hang on a second.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at it right now. So I've got identifying that probably doesn't apply, but seeing through deception might because of Darrow trying to shut them up.
Seeing through deception would.
Interaction skills. Wait, that's a grab bag of things. That was something.
Yeah, that's.
I
would let you add history local.
Oh.
There might be something that you've read at some point. With a 16, yeah, you've got it.
Okay. I don't think anyone back home needs to know about Ugogs right now.
Definitely not. They'd certainly be, well, pushy.
You think?
Yeah, I think. Especially don't need to know while the queen's under... control. And
oh, don't get me started on that queen.
Oh, no.
I didn't vote for her.
I don't think any of us did.
I thought we were in Arcos and Discus Congremune.
Maybe we were, but, you know, back there, that seems to be a monarchy.
Yeah. Well, us coming to visit, I'm really enjoying my time here. I really have to say that. But
you could tell them all a story about being, you know, sticking up for yourself and not letting people lead you astray.
People tend to forget about the key points of those stories after about an hour. Happens every time.
That's a pity.
It's like a game mechanic or something.
Huh. If you kept telling them, you know, over and over.
Yeah.
Make it stick eventual?
Problem is, if I'm doing that, they're not doing whatever it is they want to do. They're just sticking around listening to me. And I know how sick of you get.
Well, yes. It's not like I ain't heard it for how many years now?
Oh, 2, 1.5. What's not said is decades is the correct increment of measurement. Yeah.
Exactly.
But old Rob does not voice this out.
Just for fun, would you give me a quick roll and we'll add trivia and research and monster lore to it.
Is this for me?
Yes.
I will note again, trivia is not a skill, it is an ability.
I know, but I'm using it as one for right now.
So the fact that I have the ability is using it, this doesn't count as my use?
Yes.
I haven't made a recovery roll yet, so I can't use it again.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, this is...
Well, that's an 18.
With an 18. I'll put all my cards on the table because we're not playing a game with cards, and so they don't matter.
One more point, and you can like check off one of those boxes.
Level something up.
Yeah.
Because of all those abilities, this was a roll against a 0. So I just wanted to see how well you would do.
You have once again lapped your skill check.
Yes. You know that the standing stones are the history of this particular warren of Griotink. First of all, now that you think about it, that's an odd name. And second, it occurs to you to wonder what the first line of the record is.
Oh, yes. Where's the start here?
On this day in 1492, Ufjay did sail across the wild magic. And no.
Guga, whose name actually is a Google joke, I had forgotten in the moment that the species name was Ugog. Guga does. It is in the middle of reading through the next sentence to make sure they understand it. Mm-hmm. And when Devin asks that question, they pop up and say, "Oh, I know," and run to the back. And point at the back side of one of the stones.
Devin follows.
It's way up there, but I can't reach it.
Here, let me give you a boost.
I'm so, so tempted to ask you to give me a might roll.
Give you a might roll.
No, that's fine. It takes you a second, but they're not very large. It takes you a second, but you lift them up onto your shoulders. And they sit there and they say, "Okay, so, it starts right there. And now I can see it. Oh, huh.
Can you translate it?"
Yeah, but it's kind of sad.
That's all right. Sometimes beginnings.
Is it okay if I read it?
It is with us.
They're not looking at you. They're looking at Darrow.
Yes, Darrow. Yes. Look at Darrow then.
Darrow takes a minute and then nods. And the Ugag recites, "After we almost all starved, we left.
Aww.
They took everything because we were giving it to them. And so we came here. This is the place they called Groting." Hey, that's us. Oh, I guess it would be. "And we will make it our home." I guess there didn't used to be all the dirt on the top. I don't know how that happened. It doesn't say. But it says there used to be a big hole, and now there isn't one.
Well, probably.
It just says they filled it in.
Mm-hmm. They filled it in, or you filled it in? I mean, Ugog's filled it in.
Oh, we filled it in. We blocked out the sky, is what it says.
I see. And I can't blame you. Can't blame you one little bit. It was probably the right thing to do. Yes.
You want me to keep going? It's about it farming. It's like carrots and turnips.
Well, it's all right. You don't have to keep going about that, but I'm glad that there's farming in there.
Yeah.
Good to remember.
We still do that on the top level.
Well, that's good.
The carrots come down from the top and then we We take the bottoms of the carrots.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, it's Looney Tunes.
Come down from the top. That would mean...
Might mean that there's...
The carrots sometimes they're blue. Are they?
Sometimes they are. How blue? Wait, sometimes they're blue?
Sometimes they're green. Sometimes they're purple. Sometimes they're orange. Oranges, but I like the blue ones.
They taste better. They just look like they taste better.
Blue flavor.
I just like blue. It's my favorite color.
Makes sense.
Ah.
So there's magic up above you.
Oh, yeah. That's why we can't go outside.
Uh-huh.
But we have adapted because of our big eyes.
Uh-huh. Much better than I'm managing, that's for sure.
They point to they put a finger on their cheek right below their eye.
Good big eyes there.
And that's why we can see so good. Another one of the little kobold, little oogogs, shouts out, so well!
That too. Well then, sensible of you all to come down and probably saved you when the magic storms happened.
Oh yeah, those sound scary. I hear them sometimes when I'm up on under the carrots. I hear them go over. It sounds like singing, but I'm not supposed to go toward the singing. So I.
Good. That sounds most exceptionally reasonable. Singing. Does Karasinda have any awareness? Sing whenever tell a story about magic sounding like singing?
Don't our cows sing every now and then?
That's low. Oh, yeah,
but that's... No, they do sing. Oh. But
oh dear.
Wild magic happened.
Yeah.
It's not singing that's comprehensible, but it's recognizable as singing.
They're perfectly spherical notes.
Yes. Frictionless, perfectly spherical notes.
Well, that has to be done to make the math easier.
Yeah.
So
we've been playing for about an hour. What did you say? We take a break.
Good idea.
We'll do. The button is pressed. The dot matrix printer is back. Almost done. Sorry.
Hold on, Rich. The dot matrix printer, in fact, will be done about when we are. It's a very slow dot matrix printer.
You're just printing it's a very long hot. Banner.
It is a very long banner. Happy birthday to the man with the world's longest name.
I didn't know it was my birthday. Says Robert, old Rob Robertson's son, Jr. III. I love that in Foundry, it's clipping old Rob's name off the edge of the screen.
Yep.
When I look at the list of characters. So we're back and there is helpful translation taking place. There's some sad stories about, we were starving, but we're not anymore. So I guess there was a sad part.
Yes.
But many stories have sad
many of parts. The Oogogs starved before they moved to the current Warren, which apparently predated them.
Although they did make some adjustments after they got here.
Yes.
A little bit of roof renovation.
Aftermarket improvement.
Indeed.
Indeed.
The best part is if you press a button, the stadium roofing does open up. Or if it's sunny and you want to do an open sky game.
Yes. But it depends on the weather. Speaking of which, old Rob, you wanted to ask about the sky.
Yes, but not that sky.
The other sky.
Yes. Not the sky that's annoying because it's filled with wild magic. The sky that's annoying because he sent our entire town back in time.
Not keen on this.
Yeah, I could take him or leave him, but my deal is with the innkeeper to get 3 square meals a day. Well, round meals. They're put in a bowl, but never mind about that. That was an inner monologue. Anyway.
There have been a lot of days since the time the innkeeper got sent back to. You will have to give him some credit.
Just tad.
What did you want to ask about the sky? I'm sure someone will be happy to answer.
Well, the question is, when did they show up?
Oh, this is Ute. Ute speaking up. Oh, actually, I think me and, well...
Abe, wasn't it?
I thought we went down the tunnel, and And then we found those rooms with the people in them. No, not with the people. The people weren't there yet. But Iago was there, and he said that if we went to that town and clapped those things together, then he would give us rewards.
Did he?
No.
Why, that lying little son of a filly gun.
He said it wasn't time yet. But I think we weren't the first ones. Who was it who dug that tunnel? What was his name? What? I can't remember. Darrow, what was his name? I remember what he looked like, but what was his name? You all. Does anybody remember his name? The one who dug the tunnel? They all shake their heads.
Is it written in the histories, maybe?
We'd have to read through all the histories and find the name we didn't know.
Devin's working on it.
Do you remember how old he was?
He was Darrow, like, no, he.
He, okay, he.
Yes. They're specifically referring to that Ugog as he.
Okay. That was a he.
Darrow raises a hand to their chin, like palm flat, and does the this tall gesture. This is about a hand, an Ugog hand width taller than any of the other Ugogs present.
You are holding your hand up right now when you say this, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Of course.
Just making sure I'm not the only one who does that.
This is the way.
I was about to tell you a height with proper measurements and everything, and then I realized that, well, it's been a long time. Maybe you measure things different.
We might, that.
Indeed, it seems fairly likely.
Darrow is about as tall as Adelina is.
Well, let's save.
So this is like.
If you don't, have you seen him around any? The one who dug the tunnel.
Well, there are a lot of kobolds here, but there are a lot of Ugogs here. I keep doing that. But you know what? Now that you mention it, no. He just got this itch one day and decided to go out and dig a tunnel. And that's where he ended up.
I do kind of worry that Iago might have done something to the poor fella.
Yeah, well, if you find him, send him back.
Oh, yeah.
Will do.
Well, you can always use diggers.
Especially ones that skilled.
Very skilled. Very skilled.
And that patient.
Oh, that too.
Digging in just one direction.
Here's just my over worry. And over.
I can't tell you how many tunnels we have where someone just gave up.
Well, makes sense.
Or made a loop.
Well, how else are you going to make new tunnels to have places to go so you don't get too bored, eh?
No, I mean, they started and they wanted to dig in a straight line, and then they, you know, made a loop and came back to the circle.
You need
actually see how that would be a problem.
That's how most of these rooms were constructed. Someone made a loop, and then we just dug out the middle.
You don't have any compasses, any lodestones.
What's that? Okay. Mm. Well, then we can just cut this bit out.
Just remember, I never cut out the parts where we talk about cutting something out, only the part that we actually wanted to cut out. It makes it funnier. A lodestone it always points in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
Useful for navigation, finding out where you are and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Going in a straight line.
Oh.
It takes like a bit of metal and a bit of rock or two bits of metal and you do the blacksmith things. We can possibly assume that Adelina would explain how, because she knows how.
Yeah.
And even though we'll Jen isn't here. Yeah,
I am not going to make Adelina roll, being as how Jen isn't here. But the end result is that Darrow says that they don't have blacksmithing.
No metal, probably.
Yeah, no metal. Well, they use stone and claws to dig out tunnels. And everything else, they use what they got.
No metal at all?
No. I mean,
You see how limited we are with the fire.
How do you get rid of the smoke?
Oh, that's actually really interesting. And Darrow goes into an explanation of how there are something like lichen on the domed roof over the hive that eat carbon. And so the smoke collects in the middle of the dome, and the lichen up there eat it in place of photosynthesis.
That is moderately awesome.
Hmm. So I'm noticing that I ask a question, and then we have about 40 to 45 minutes of digression into other interesting topics, and then I get to ask my follow-up question to the first question I had, which I'm starting to notice what it feels like on this end of that issue, and you would think that would lead to a life lesson on my part, and possibly some character growth and a change in behavior, but I assure you, it won't. Too old and set in my ways.
I believe that. Indeed.
Thank you. Wait. Anyway, follow-up question. My worry is, are we certain Iago was only on that other side of the tunnel? Do we need to be worried that Iago might find his way here?
Start asking people for things.
That's an origin story that starts with, we had nothing because we gave it to them.
Rat sons of billy goats like Iago were taking it.
That's a surprisingly common origin story in our legends.
Well,
how did you know that?
We put two and two together, and one of the twos was what your young friend here said was the origin when Devin had them read it.
There's a ripple that goes through the young Ugogs. They can do math.
In my head canon, they're saying they can do math to the tune of, he's going to tell.
Stop. There'll be no musical numbers while I'm king. Anyway.
Can teach you a bit of math. Or are you just surprised we do math?
I have not seen any. You are the tallest people I have seen since I was born. And all of the other kobolds are under strict instructions to tell me if they see tall people, which is why Ute was telling me that they had seen tall people.
I really hope that it's understood that you've now been told, and you won't now have every Ugog here tell you that they've seen us.
Yeah.
Old Rob, I mean, he probably wasn't a tall person when he talked to the kids. Now, was he?
Wow.
Oh, illusion.
Well, he was the man I saw you with, the one that looked like not you, but like them, that he didn't have like horns or a tail or anything.
Him, yes.
Yeah, he was just like Human. Who am human. I saying that right? Human. He you.
Close enough.
A human.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he looked like when he was talking to us.
Well, that was an illusion.
He was pretending.
Mm-hmm.
He was. That's mean.
Yes, he's
so mean.
Yes, we think so too. I'm so
that
sorry.
That wasn't the only mean thing
I'm
he
so
did.
I'm so sorry
either.
You had to learn. No, it's not. That's the start of it.
Ute is obviously on the verge of tears.
Oh, dear.
Devin is going to sort of kneel down and offer to put a hand on their shoulder. And
He said it was going to be okay. He said it was just pretty.
Just switch now?
He said everybody was going to be okay, and it was just pretty.
Oh, pretty?
The worst people
believe
they are the best people.
He says he didn't kill anyone directly. He just sent them someplace that's going to break everybody up and break up families. And
And say where he was sending them?
Back in time.
He said, yep. That's what he said.
Oh, time travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got some type of old magical artifact that smashed something and they all disappeared. Apparently, the land we're from, go back far enough, used to be land that belonged to the sky, and Iago decided he wanted it back.
He wouldn't share. And he wouldn't share. And that's...
Sorry. That's just very funny.
Yes, I'm not surprised. I bet people don't share with you real well either, and that's not fair neither.
No. I know what you mean when you say the sky. Not like the blue stuff. And
the pointier stuff.
Yeah. The ones with the, you know, the Daryl makes the pointy ears gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And the it's hard to do on their face, but they try to make a long nose gesture.
Mm.
Yeah. Hang on a second. In all of this, I think Ute never said that this person was a sky. Will you come with me?
Ute probably didn't know.
Darrow starts walking off.
Oh, old Rob is saying this while he follows.
Yes,
Devin, are you willing to follow?
Devin is comforting the poor kid.
Okay.
And he's not going to follow if the kid still needs him.
When Darrow says, follow me, the kid Ute almost instinctively begins to walk toward where Darrow is going.
Oh no, they do it to themselves.
They can't help it.
I know. Karasinta knows. It's like, oh. She's going, oh no, and oh, and these poor people, and
my ring is lighting up, like, just blinking.
Yeah.
But what are you hearing from my end?
A dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
Okay. It's fine.
Just making sure it's not anything different.
Nope.
Because I have my noise-canceling headphones on right now, and so if there's something going on that I need to hear about, perhaps...
Oh.
I should hear about it, but no. Yeah, it's just the printer. All right, yeah. Ute is following along, as is the small gaggle. There's like half a dozen of younger Ugog.
If they represent the lollipop
gang. Sorry, Ugogs.
Not Ugot?
Ugin. No, they gathered around the entrance of the stone room, like peering in Scooby-Doo style. When you went in, and they have since been, one of them was Guga. Guga is also accompanying this gaggle as they follow behind Darrow. The rest of the hive seems to be going about its business.
What's the collective noun for a group of Ugog? Not the plural of Ugog.
Ugogs.
No, not the plural of Ugogs. Like, you have a gaggle of geese.
Yeah, it's an assistance of Ugogs.
Yes.
That's what I was afraid of.
I love that, but I'm so upset about that at the same time.
Yes.
When putting together the Ugogs, they're basically kobolds plus brownies.
Yep.
Which tracks, considering the origin of kobolds was they were a type of spirit or sprite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike a brownie.
Sort of.
Which is why kobold is named the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ute is trying to dry their tears and follow after Darrow.
Old Rob will hand over a handkerchief.
The Ugogs.
Mm-hmm.
Is not the cleanest handkerchief.
Thank you.
Or the least patched one.
Our world is dirt. Nothing is clean.
Oh, Old Rob is certain that it's clean enough. Old Rob doesn't say anything as to the quality of it.
Yeah.
But every other PC might have cleanliness concerns. Hey, I beat it against a rock every 3 months, whether it needs it or not.
Devin, if Ute is going with Darrow. Do you follow along?
Okay.
Along with the book. Don't forget the book.
Yes.
Indeed. I never forget the book.
You have gotten about a chapter in.
Yeah, what was the book about? As we follow.
The book is
Yeah, for right now, the book is a Rosetta Stone. What it's about doesn't actually matter so much.
Oh, all right.
Darrow heads back to what appear to be Darrow's quarters. Like, they're in a multi-branch warren, and Darrow has their own... Like, there's a bed in there. There's not, like, chests or shelves. More like there are rocks that hold certain things above the ground. Mostly so they try not to get dirty. And Darrow leads you to a book. Like a book. Which is sitting all alone by itself on one of these pedestal rocks.
Well, that looks significant.
And the pedestal rock is wide enough that the book can be opened without causing too much problems with, like, structural stability. Like, it's not a little rock. It's a little pedestal. This is basically a table rock, and the book has it all to itself. And Darrow says, now, give me just a minute. I need to find the passage. And they open the cover and flip through and finally stop. And there is a page that has an illustration at the top left. It's a right-hand page. And at the top left, there is an illustration of what is unmistakably a sky.
Yeah, that's one of them.
And it has the sky has what you can only describe as a look of contempt on its face. And this book is incidentally written in yet another script that none of you know.
Trees on the planet to provide the needs that Devin has at this moment.
This is not only a script that you don't know, this is a script that was not in any of the books in the tower.
Well, that's yet another language going on here.
We are never going to get Devin to leave.
Darrow seems to know it.
Darrow, you know this language?
Well, yeah.
How many languages do Ugogs know?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one and my apprentice. I'm the only one who knows this one.
Ah.
But in my opinion, and I am forbidden from teaching it to anyone except my apprentice.
Ah. Is that a good
thing? But as far as I know, this is the original Ugog script.
Oh, why aren't you allowed to teach it to anyone else? If I may ask, you don't have to answer me if you don't want to.
That's what I was told when I was the apprentice.
And never why?
Sometimes it's better to just have someone say no.
Fair enough.
Anyway, this section, it's a couple pages long, concerns a sect of the sky who believed, and perhaps rightly so, that they were the first life on this world. And because of that, they're entitled to all of it.
Well, that's pretty arrogant of them.
Yeah.
Just because...
You think it's arrogant.
Ah. I mean, just because people are... It's like when people are terrible parents. It's like, oh, yes, we gave you life, so now you have to do what we want to. It's like, no, that's not how it works. You have to be nice to the people who come after.
It's out. All of the younger Ugogs scatter. Like, run out the door, and one of them closes it behind them.
Good kids.
The door is made, like, it is not, like, solid planks from top to bottom or from side to side. It's like, it almost looks like it's woven together.
And through all the spots, we can see eyeballs.
Oh, no, this is a, there are no spots.
Tight woven.
Oh, okay.
This is tight woven wood fiber. This is, like, it, Adelina would say it would take some effort to get through this.
Too tough to cut through easily, and probably a little bit too flexible to bash through.
The player has a short list of ideas for how to make a door like this in real life without using magic. But he's taken some 3D design classes.
Yes.
Back when that did not mean using computers.
Ooh.
Yes.
Anyway. So, was it something we said?
Like I said, this is a sect of the sky. They're not all like this. Or at least as far as we know.
Well, thank goodness.
I have not met many of them. But I mostly know them through pictures.
That implies you have met some.
A long time ago. Long enough. Oh, you would have been a child.
It's pretty long, then. Even if he is a whippersnapper.
We're the same age!
You sure about that?
Just pretend we had this conversation and then let our friend here continue.
Yes.
It sounds like your friend Jim, or Iago, is one of these who thinks that they're entitled to the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The others are perfectly happy to live alongside the other species, including us. The one I met didn't even ask us to do anything.
Sorry, we've been asking you for anything.
Please don't be. We're used to it.
It doesn't mean that I shouldn't be sorry about it.
I'm used to my back hurting. Doesn't mean it has to hurt.
Wait. Why are you sorry about asking?
I have a feeling that from how the kids are, that it's awful hard for you to resist doing things what people ask, and that's just not fair.
Arrow nods and taps the page with a knuckle. It didn't used to be that way.
Someone did that.
Well, when you think you own the place.
You think you need people to serve you.
This book, I mean, we've always liked helping out, but it wasn't a compulsion.
This book isn't just to learn about the sky. It's written in your first language. This is like a stone room, but for your whole species, isn't it?
Stone room was our way of just being able to say, oh, it's religious.
Keep things.
They never cared about the religion.
Shh. Yes. If we're trying to stop these people, if we find anything of them, of what they did, that might give some clue as to how you could undo it, I promise we will bring it back for you.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You said they sent all those people back in time.
That's what he said. Just him. It was just him there. He didn't talk like there was a lot of others.
Actually, the way he worded it, kind of hinted. Now, he'd been doing some trickery before, but he kind of worded it in a way where it sounded like he was acting unilaterally. Though I suppose
I was running around the other chambers, but yeah.
If you're that entitled, you don't always ask for a second opinion, possibly even from other people like you.
You think you own the planet?
Yeah.
I have a suspicion that what he was doing was not because of any grandiose plan from anyone other than him. And likewise, it was probably just, oh, I found a thing that can do a thing, so I'm gonna use it to do this.
Maybe. Depends on how long they live. He may have been planning this.
Oh, sure. I don't have evidence to back up any of this other than the fact that it seemed kind of slipshod. Of course, that rock falling out of the roof was kind of weird.
Why do you only do it with two people? I mean, not two people, two towns.
Because he's living in the third one. You'll tell the queen we said hello.
Well, we got more than two towns in the whole place. He just did two towns and he...
The barrows were full.
The barrows were full. Did he have to put them in barrows and then send them on?
If you're going to convince yourself that you're the protagonist of the story, you don't go 100% mustache twirling.
Well, why hasn't he been doing it to more places? Why just two?
Perhaps that's as many as he could hold at the time.
And perhaps he wasn't sure he could pull it off.
Magic.
Us showing up rushed him through it.
Where is Ute? Did they run off with the others?
You did send them out.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, of course.
It's okay. I don't need my handkerchief back. You can keep it. They'd be able to answer questions, what you meant.
Ube's around, too.
I was wondering where Tavo and Ugu were. I mean, they're the ones who went down the other tunnel.
What other tunnel?
Tunnel.
Yeah. Did Ute not tell you?
No.
Yeah, there was a second tunnel. A long one, too. They both kind of had a determination. Kept digging.
Can you remember that one's name, too?
I'll be honest. At the moment, the GM can't remember the first one's name.
Yes, well, no one can remember the first one's name.
Darrow.
Dear listener, you can find out what the first one's name was by listening to this recording.
Yes. Just rewind 30 minutes. Darrow gives a name that is a plausible
Ugog name.
Ugog name.
Ins and vowel. Two syllables. Yes.
That one actually is three syllables, but it still ends in a vowel, and Darrow doesn't seem to have any discomfort saying it. It's a slightly longer name.
Okay.
Four syllables? Well, that's weird. But two or three? We'll go with that. They give a name that you haven't heard of. But I have already forgotten the names that I have given you. I usually remember these and then write them down after the session.
You need to be writing them down as you do them.
That's
the only way I can remember what names I'm making up are. Like I write them down. It's like, give a name, write it down.
I started doing a thing where Matt Mercer suggested it in one of his helper videos back when they still did stuff for Geek and Sundry, where when he's running a game, he's just going to have a list of names just sitting there behind his DM screen. And if he needs to come up with one, he scratches that off the list.
That sounds like an excellent idea, and I should really do that next time.
For now,
because you have asked for the name, Darrow gives it to you. Okay. I don't know what it is yet. I will tell you next time.
Okay. As of next time, we will have known this name the whole time.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And then two other Ugogs who I have named previously and have immediately forgotten. Crash, when you reach this point in the recording, please go back and tell me what those names were.
Both of you to think I'm going to remember this.
Oh, no, that's why I said when I reach this point in the recording.
Both of you to remember that.
But the direction that Darrow gives tracks roughly with the direction of Revelton from where you think you are.
Wow. Well, that tracks.
That's where the other...
But, they just set off one day. And Ugogs dig tunnels, so nobody really thought to question it.
And they haven't been back.
I worry.
Yeah, I guess I haven't.
I worry Iago might have decided that he wants minions.
Maybe. That's possible. Now that you say that out loud.
Sorry.
That's not the worst possibility.
You think he might have tested the time travel on Ugog's first.
I don't want to think about the worst. But if he decided he wanted minions, well, they're still around to bring back. He did let Ute and Abe go.
Because we were there.
No. No, I don't think it was because of us.
Trust me. If they got sent back in time, it's better for them. No. I'm sorry. But...
Yes?
GM's brain is... GM's brain reversed that.
Okay.
Let's restart here. No, if they got sent back in time, that's worse for them and worse for us. Because from what you've told me, the time when this Jim was sending people back to, the Ugogs didn't have this compulsion.
Oh, no.
So I would much rather they... I would much rather they be digging in the Great Underground.
Do
then.
You obviously
I'm
know.
I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
It's... I get really uncomfortable thinking about that. I need to know. You obviously know about this compulsion. Have they put it together? Do the young ones know? Or do they just think... This is just how we are.
The young ones just think this is how we are. It's in the book.
But the book is a secret.
The book is a secret.
Be mighty demoralized and to have everybody know, probably.
All anybody knows, except me and my apprentice, is that when someone says, would you kindly, we like to do it.
We need to find that sky fellow and... get your people back, if at all possible. I didn't see anyone. Oh. Poor kids.
Yes, before we go on, I should apologize for scaring them.
Well, the time when everything was on fire?
I mean, it was probably a reasonable decision at the time, but I do feel a bit bad about it. Now, given
hindsight,
did you hurt them?
No, of course not.
Did you make them do something they didn't want to do?
I think we stopped playing in the fire, but I think that might have been good for them, honestly.
Well, I mean, we don't feel fire.
Oh, not even mage fire? They were saying that.
I don't think so.
Well. Definitely need to figure out how to get rid of that nasty compulsion, because you'd make terrific blacksmiths. Sorry, Adelina. You're a good blacksmith, too, obviously.
I probably just thought it was pretty.
Yes. Well,
the fire down here is tightly controlled, and we get most of our light from stones.
And their kids. Now, it's something
and
pretty.
Their kids. They
yep,
won't choose their genders for another... What, year?
Ah.
You got to pick?
Oh, no. Abe chose his. Abe chose his.
Maybe I have to choose.
It takes me a little while to remember who's got theirs and who doesn't.
Well, that's reasonable. Well, maybe you have to choose from. I mean, if that's not a rude question.
I mean, four, like everybody.
Four.
Yeah. He, she, they, not.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Most Ugogs choose he or she. Some of them choose they. I am a they. And some of them choose not. And I don't get it, but...
The more progressive Ugogs will insist that there's also a yes. Sorry, I was referencing the Star Wars game.
No, that's fine. I 100% got it.
The player will not grant themselves inspiration.
He, she, they. Or not. That's how it works. Is that not how it works for... I don't... The book doesn't tell me how genders work for anybody else.
Well,
which tend
most
to
of us, there's sort of an assumption because most of us go with it based on our sex, but some people decide that they'd prefer both or neither or the other one or something else.
If you're
based on your sex,
our mating role.
No, I get that, but why would you?
If you
beats me.
If you think collectively, and you go very generalized, our society is predominantly populated by sticks in the mud.
Yep, that's about right.
Now, granted,
it.
Some of my best friends have been sticks in the mud.
But presumably important to know who would carry children, I suppose. But it.
Oh. Well, so you don't. All right. I feel the need to explain this. So there's no confusion. When Ugog reach a certain age, we choose. Like, we can either. This is weird. It's weird to talk to about this.
Sorry about that.
Everybody just understands. Well, except for the little ones, but we have education classes. Okay, education class. That's a good. Yeah, education class. So, so you don't have a gender.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach a certain age, your body will start telling you that you need to decide what kind of Ugog you want to be. And that is not the final decision. You can change your mind. That happens. It's okay. But you can be the, how do I want to put this to people who aren't Ugogs? You can be the one who bears children, or you can be the one who makes other people bear children, or you can be the one who goes back and forth depending on what you want to do, or you can be the one who says, I don't want to have anything to do with children at all.
Oh, that sounds drastically more convenient than what I had to do.
And then if at some point, even if you have been the one who makes other people who bear children, or the one who bears children, or the one who says, I want to do either, or the one who says, I don't want to do either of them. If you change your mind, you can go into a cocoon for a month, and then you can be something different.
That sounds mighty convenient, you ask me.
Yeah, I mean...
Humans don't get to do any of that.
The sky kind of said the same thing.
Well, they get to choose too.
No, they don't.
Oh,
they're one or the other. It's really weird.
Well, being one didn't really keep me from choosing the other, but it's more of a social thing than a physical thing for us.
Do you need some help going into a cocoon? I can help you go into a cocoon.
I don't know if it'd work. We don't make the cocoon. Normally.
You don't? Oh. That's not in the book.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's fun. It's fascinating. I need to learn things so that if I find somebody in a cocoon, I don't go, oh no, some horrible big spider wrapped him up and it's going to eat him. I got to get him out of the cocoon. I know that I need to let him stay in the cocoon.
Please don't.
Exactly. That'd be awful. I need to
know the giant spiders have different kinds of.
Well, I hope somebody tells me what the giant spider cocoons look like then.
They don't look like cocoons. They look like Ugog cocoons look like eggs.
Oh, good.
Spider cocoons look like spider silk.
Good. Okay.
They're really easy to tell apart. If you see an Ugog cocoon, you would not think it was a spider egg.
Oh, good. If I see a great big egg type thing, I'm not going to try to tap on it or say anything rude. I'm going to assume it's a person in there.
Yeah.
So basically, if an Ugog is having difficulty with the decision they'd made about their gender, they're offered an egg in that trying time.
Yes, exactly.
And then once they've
Once they finish, they come out of their egg.
Exactly. You've got it.
I think we may have broken Eo slightly.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Oh no, was the magma laughter coming through? A little bit of it. Just
a little bit.
Picture here an Oogog egg getting ready to hatch.
The little pupper looks so sleepy, and then, oh, hi! That's too cute. How is that so cute?
Well, it was holding very still because it was getting a trim for its wonderful egg-shaped hairdo.
Yes. Where are the ears?
They're there.
Under the fluff.
Okay. What I mean to say is, your guide, Jim.
Yeah.
Might have taken several of our hive members, and that would be bad.
Agreed.
Yeah. But also, not all Sky are like him.
That's good to know.
Well,
he is a member of a small, can do well. They were small when the book was written. Contingent of Sky, who think that the planet belonged to them, and Jim might be using manipulation rather than force, because let's face it, a device that can set fire to a town isn't going to work if you try to do it on a whole city.
Oh, you think it might be limited?
Well, yeah.
Gonna wait.
That's how they work. I mean, you've got one.
Yeah.
You all have one.
No? No, it's a lamp.
The others are lamps. This one is...
Where we found these...
Don't touch that to anything.
Where we found these...
Don't touch the lamps.
We also found
together?
A book that talked about how they might all look the same, but they don't all do the same thing.
Just in case, I don't think we should let the lamps touch each other, neither.
Right, we won't cross the streams.
That's terrifying.
One of them ended up being a key.
They all work like keys, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that too.
What do you mean?
They open a door.
There's a tower.
There's a wizard tower.
Near where they dug out to. And the door's on. Nobody can get through it until you have the key. And the key is the thing that the kids had.
Jiro points, gestures to Devon. May I take a look?
Here, yes.
No clapping it together, though.
No, of course not.
Mostly teasing, young'un.
Jiro examines the device and then puts it in their other hand and turns it back toward the party and sort of gestured toward it with one of their fingers. You see these lines?
Mm-hmm.
The lines on the wings say that this one is a fire pump.
Devin,
I'm pretty sure that this is the one that went missing from our stockpile.
Ooh, you've got them.
So that's where...
It was the one that we had.
They said they had others.
No, sorry. We had two. Oh. We recently found one.
Ah. And they ran off with it, did they?
I guess.
Wait, no. They said they were given these. And given another one that made everybody disappear.
If I remember correctly, we were also told that if it's not nailed down, the youngins will take it.
Well, youngins.
Well, that's who we're dealing with.
Yes, we're also dealing with Yago, who probably was telling people to do stuff, and also Yago.
Yes, but...
makes himself look like a person, a human.
Assuming
yeah,
Yago...
given that one. Oh. Yago gave me that one.
Ah, so there you are.
From outside the door, his voice is carrying through.
Imagine if you will, dozens of ears.
Through.
Dozens of ears are pressed up against this door.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe somebody should come back in. Hope you haven't been eavesdropping on things you shouldn't hear, though.
Me? No. No, I was just walking past, and I happened to hear, and the door collapses inward, and there are like 10 Oogogs.
Oh, kids.
I dearly
did
hope.
Did we say the same thing at the same time?
We did.
Yep. I think old Rob needs to make a roll, and I don't know what the roll should
be. By all means.
Because old Rob is a set of conflicting emotions. He wants, with every fiber of his being, to just belly laugh at this. But there is the chance that he will realize not the time. The player doesn't want him to realize not the time, but only because the player wants to belly laugh. So I'm just going to make a roll and say,
Rob, give me a roll against an 18. This is incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Astonishingly, you just made it.
So I shall laugh by proxy because old Rob is maybe the sides of the mustache part of his beard are just like twitching a little bit.
Yes.
There might have been a snort. There might have been an audible snort, but just one.
Anyone who is good at reading human emotions will realize that Rob is valiantly holding back one of the... This is possibly the hardest that Rob has laughed in years.
And you're not allowed to.
Carisinda.
This is an astonishing example of restraint on old Rob's part.
Carisinda may have to use some of her healing abilities on old Rob afterwards, because I think something internal may have torn.
Here.
Darrow shoos the younger Ugogs, who all disperse. Darrow does the one-handed dismissive wave, like the
shoot.
The palm inside to palm outside toward the chest to up and away. And
I am making the gesture at the screen.
I also am making the gesture at the screen. All of the younger Ugogs disperse except Ute, who closes the door behind them.
By lifting it up and putting it back in place after it had fallen off its hinges.
Oh, no, it did not fall off its hinges. It's just that they put enough pressure on it that the latch kind of gave. So, we got that from, I got that one from Iago when he was at the town. And he told us it wouldn't do any harm. It would just make the buildings pretty. And there was another one. He had four of them, but I don't know where the other three went. I think they got hurt. But that was the only one that I kept. I kept that one because there was enough fire.
Definitely more than enough. I hate to tell you. I hate to tell you, kid, but you should probably know that Iago lied about that, too, and everybody's possessions got all burned up.
He lied?
He lied. I'm so sorry to tell you.
Like, he said a wrong thing?
He said a wrong thing, and he said it deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's not your fault that you believed somebody who seemed to know
really
a whole bunch
sorry.
Of
people.
Well,
I didn't. I just thought it was making things pretty.
Well, I'm so sorry.
The people were supposed to be going away so they could watch the pretty things from, like, so they weren't, didn't have to be inside the pretty things to watch them.
Just assume that if Iago tells you anything, you need to, like, double check it three times. Like, if he said that the rock was cold, you should probably be cautious about it because it might not be.
If I see other people who are not Ugogs, do I have to check?
No.
I don't have to check to make sure that they're telling the truth?
I think you might have to consider
it. It depends. It depends. Yeah. A shapeshifter. Illusionist. That's the truth. Okay. He lies about what he looks like, too.
All right. I will...
And I owe you an apology.
Why?
Because I scared you there, and I thought you might be a mean person who was burning everything up deliberately, and I thought I needed to scare you, and I know now that you're nice and we could have talked.
Well,
everything's scary. If we go outside Groening, then everything's scary.
Unfortunately.
I
hope we get this settled up so that we can sneak through to visit sometime in a safe way.
Everything's scary, and sometimes you have to be really big, because sometimes there's a mole, and it's super scary, and then you have to be really big, and then it runs away.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a mole, and then you see a doctor, and you find out that it's benign, and you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, but when you look in the water, then you have to be really scary at it.
You have to be scary at water?
No, at the mole in the reflection.
Because you can see the mole.
I love when Ellie just stays in character for one of my quips that's 100% out of character and not even the character voice. And for the record, when a student has a problem with their computer, my first troubleshooting question is, did you make an angry face at it? Because you got to show it who's boss. And when they are making an angry face, they are distracted. So I reach over and press the caps lock button, and suddenly their password works.
Yep. And that tracks.
Anyway. So in character, old Rob does sidle up to the older Ugog, whose name I'm blanking on again because it's 9:43.
Darrow.
Thank you. He's like, so you get by with just one assistant with this group of kids?
Well, my assistant is the one who knows the book. My helpers are supposed to be helping me with the kids. I don't know where they are.
I was about to ask how many of the helpers were the ones leaning up against the door.
Like three?
Yeah, that tracks.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's the life of a teacher. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Devin might understand. I am saying that deliberately. Devin.
Yes.
I'm going to make another roll.
Anyway, look.
Old Rob is guffawing.
It's too much for old Rob.
You broke him.
Old Rob is laughing and laughing and laughing.
How many might damage do I take?
Laughing. Actually, that's a fair question, and you do take one might damage.
I am doing that to my character sheet right now.
Oh, dear.
All right. Oh, well, listen. Right now, you look exhausted. And I'm not just saying that. Like, if you were Ugog's, you would look exhausted.
It was a long walk.
We have some spare beds. They might not be very tall, but you can use them if you want.
Well, we brought the bedrolls. So,
and then tomorrow, we can regroup and we can figure out where you go from here.
Probably. Does that sound okay? Your people. Yeah. Probably go looking for your people who've gone off.
But the question is, which direction? We can have that discussion after whatever stitch in my side heals. Ugh.
I see. I'm going to have to poke you and prod you and see if I can bandage that up.
Eh? You lay off.
The thing is,
I'm assuming you're already poking.
Yes.
If you really want to help us, then what you can do is the same thing as helping your people.
Hit Iago over the head with frying pan till he coughs up some way to get people back?
Well, it sounds like all of your people have been grown back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think for a second. What does that tell you?
He hasn't yet figured out how to do it to everybody else yet?
No, general principle. What does that tell you?
Time's a thing.
Not just time.
Time travel. Mm-hmm. Which means
we can
get at what he's got. Then we could get them from when they went, and it won't have been too long.
And also, when
we could find out,
maybe you could
find out what happened to Ugox.
Darrow is looking at you pleadingly.
Find out what happened to Ugox that makes the...
And maybe fix it.
Or prevent it altogether.
And make him know if time works that way. But
I can't ask you for this.
And you can ask him.
No.
Ask you for this.
All right.
They can't ask.
Yeah.
It would be good for the Ugogs if we were not like this.
We will indeed do everything we can.
Yes. Most definitely.
Darrow nods their head and closes their eyes.
So.
All right. Let's find you a bed. Or four.
Or just spread the bed rolls. We did bring them. We knew we might be having to sleep not back.
No, we have proper beds.
Oh, well.
We have proper beds. You'll be fine. You can see that the bed in this room is stone.
Might need to put a bed roll under it. I'm a little bit, not so spry as it once was, where you could go off and just, you know, sleep on top of a rooftop or something and not regret it in the morning.
Aren't our rooftops thatch?
Not in the city, they ain't. I was young once.
What's a city? And that's where we're going to end it. Who's got something they'd like to plug?
Eo's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And I saw recently that a California library got one of my books, and it just absolutely tickles me so much when I see those. It's like, yes, please, ask your library to buy them. They're very cheap for libraries.
I can't. They already bought them.
Aww. What, all of them?
Every time I Google your name, well, not Google. Every time I use the Libby app to search your name for a book, they seem to have a copy of it.
They got the Pride and Prejudice one?
Ask me again when it's not 10 o'clock at night. Well,
everybody should
find out. I will.
Yes.
And speaking of books, our missing player, Jen, runs bookofjen.net?
I think it's .net.
And shatteredsoulstone.com.
And shatteredsoulstone.com, where they talk about gaming, and specifically Blizzard gaming, and specifically Diablo. Mm-hmm. And speaking of websites,
we have a few. If you want to listen to more podcasts of TTRPG actual play, go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, go to is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. And if you want to support us financially, go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us pretend we're breaking even, just like other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, so you didn't bribe the queen? Good night, everybody.
Night.
This is fine.